Hello and welcome to North Country Commerce. I'm your host, Matt Bosley, editor of the Valley News and Tri-Lakes Today newspapers, two newspapers published by Denton Publications. Today I'm here with Bruce McCulley, general manager of Whiteface Mountain, operated by the Olympic Regional Development Authority. And I'd like to speak with Bruce about some of the interesting challenges facing the ski tourism in this area. Welcome, Bruce.
Thank you, Matt. It's good to be here.
Now, Bruce, for those not familiar with Whiteface, can you describe some of the characteristics of the mountain, some of the things you offer here?
Sure. We're obviously a downhill ski area, ski and ride area. We have our claim to fame is we're the greatest vertical drop in the East. We have 3,200 feet of vertical, and we have Olympic trails, the Olympic downhill trails, and the challenge that we have here, that's part of our legacy here at Whiteface. The slides, we have an extreme skiing area called the Slides. We're quite well known for that. We have a gondola that covers 2,600 feet of vertical and one lift ride. So we're a big mountain. We've got great skiing here. We've got great it's a great location in the Adirondack Park, of course. We're the fifth highest peak in the Adirondacks. We're surrounded by the Adirondack Wilderness. So those are some of the unique features. We just recently opened Lookout Mountain, which is kind of an expansion of a previously used section of the mountain for skiing and riding. So we've got a lot going on. There's been a lot of expansion in the last 8 to 10 years. So there's a lot happening here.
Whiteface operates under the Olympic Regional Development Authority, or ORDA. How long has that been the case?
ORDA, under the direction of ORDA, has been since 1982. Immediately preceding that, it was the Department of Environmental Conservation, NCON, that ran the mountain. So the Olympic Regional Development Authority has managed this facility and the ski jumps and the bobsled run, Gore Mountain, the Olympic Center, since 1982.
And this is obviously a major mecca, almost, for ski tourism in the Adirondacks. What does a typical ski season look like in terms of revenue for your skiers and snowboarders?
Well, we've in the last number of years, probably 8 or 10 years, we've seen our skier visits increase steadily, and revenue with that. Last year, with the economy, we had a bit of a dip. But when that happens, you know, we have to adjust in our operations and try to find some savings there. But I think we have seen an increase in skier visits. A lot of that has been attributed to a lot of the improvements, the gondola, the facelift quad, snowmaking improvements, and et cetera. So, we're a huge part of this region's tourism, Lake Placid, the whole of Essex County, and even the county surrounding us.
So, Bruce, do you have any figures as to how much revenue you actually bring in a season?
Yeah, probably our annual revenue for total with admission, skiing admission, and summer admissions, et cetera, somewhere around $10 million, give or take. Every year is a little different, and so we adjust according to what's going on with our revenue. So somewhere in that vicinity.
Now, Whiteface is unique in the sense that it's an established location for competitive winter sporting events. What does that do for bringing in additional revenue?
You're talking about like international events that come here. Well, the events themselves, they bring in skier visits. There's not a huge amount of extra revenue that's created by those events, though there's site fees to hold the events, and we see traffic from the events. The greater value in some of those events is the national exposure on television. Our World Cup freestyle this year was broadcast on NBC all across the nation. So we get an awful lot of great publicity out of those events also.
Yeah. You obviously must employ a lot of people here to keep the mountain running. How many people do you employ during the ski season?
During the ski season, we're probably around 200 full-time, what we would consider full-time employees. In other words, at least 40 hours a week. And then around 150 part-time employees. That does not include our concessions. Our concessionaire also has staffing for the restaurants, gift shop, ski shop, rental shop. That just those numbers just include the mountain operations.
And, you know, besides the ski season itself, you also employ people during the off season. Is that correct?
Yes, well, we have a year-round core staff for maintenance, et cetera, but we also manage and operate the Veterans Memorial Highway, and we run a scenic gondola ride. We have mountain biking here in the summer. So, you know, in the summer, we're somewhere between 65 and 70 people working in the summer.
Well, that's certainly a lot of jobs in as far as Essex County is concerned. Now, besides your employees' earnings, how else does Whiteface Mountain and the Olympic Regional Development Authority invest its earnings into the local economy?
Well, I would say probably one of the major ways we affect is every visitor that comes here to ski and to enjoy the facility here is staying at hotels, using restaurants, buying gas, etc. And, of course, all of our what it takes to run a ski resort, the supplies and materials, etc., those are all purchased pretty much locally, you know, in this region. So yeah, our operation spills over into a lot of different areas.
Now, for those just joining us, this is Matt Bosley for North Country Commerce. I'm here with Bruce McCulley, the general manager of Whiteface Mountain, and we're talking about some of the interesting aspects of operating a ski facility in the Adirondacks. You know, Bruce, this winter in particular has been kind of unseasonably warm in the North Country. How has that affected this ski season at Whiteface?
Really, November was warm, so we opened a week later than we normally would have. We normally open Thanksgiving weekend. We opened a weekend later. So, yeah, a little later opening, not by a lot. And since then, it's been really not too bad. It's been cold. It's been steady cold. We didn't have a lot of snow in December and January, but it was steady temperatures, and that does a lot for us. We can make a lot of snow during that time. So really, it's been pretty good. And once we got into February here, we got some great snowfall. So right now, here we are heading into mid-March. We look really good. So it's been a pretty good winter operationally as far as the weather goes.
Good. And, you know, what are some trends you've noticed over the past few years, not only in terms of weather, but especially the type of skiers and the number of skiers you're seeing here at Whiteface?
Well, I don't know if we've seen a change in the type of skiers necessarily. We've seen an increase in skier visits, and average in the last 8 years or so, we've seen an increase in what you would call free skiing and snowboarding. So the terrain parks and, you know, the pipe and the border cross, those type of things have become more popular. Depending on, you know, we like to see the month of March is a big month for Canadian visits, and we love to see our Canadian friends come south here. And some years we do really well with our Canadian visits. So, but overall, we've seen an increase, and a lot of that has been based upon investment into the facility, I think.
And what have been some of the changes in the past few years to address to some of those changing trends, especially, I know you talked about the border cross and the free skiing being becoming more and more popular?
Well, the things we do, the slide area that we opened up, which is really off, out-of-bound skiing, off-trail skiing is very popular, glade skiing, work in our parks and doing things like that, more glades, more parks. So that appeals to that group. And just overall, we strive to improve our on-surface snow product. That's the biggest thing. If we can have good skiing, good conditions, we're going to see our guests coming back from all aspects. We have a great family program, and we do our group over there does really well with the kids, and so we see a great return there. So really, that's our hope, is to do everything well, and that brings people back year after year.
Not only being here in the Adirondacks, being in the East, what are some major challenges facing ski resorts like Whiteface?
Well, you know, as it has been for years in the ski business, the major challenge is weather. If you have good weather, it can make your life a lot simpler and make your snowmaking cheaper. And so that's always a big thing. And then I think affordability, making sure families can still come into the sport and find time to get their family out on the slopes. So I think that's a big challenge, and continually improving our product, but not pricing people out of the industry.
And you know, finally, what are some changes or additions people can expect to see at Whiteface in the near future?
Well, we've been doing an awful lot for a number of years, the gondola and the improved snowmaking, trail work. Our latest expansion, which was just opened last winter, the Lookout Mountain expansion with a 2-mile-long intermediate trail, two new expert trails and a new lift up there. There's still an additional two trails to be cut there that we need to install snowmaking on some of that, so it's ready earlier in the season. So that's really probably where most of our efforts as far as new things will be in the next number of years. We'll try to finish out that expansion on Lookout Mountain and refine the rest of our process, keep our snowmaking how we need it, keep our grooming fleet up to par, etc.
Very good. I want to thank you, Bruce, for taking the time today. And for those looking for more information about Whiteface Mountain, you can visit their website at www.whiteface.com or simply email ski@whiteface.com. Or you can also call 518-946-2223. Once again, this has been Matt Bosley for North Country Commerce.
This program has been a production of Hall Communications, Burlington, Plattsburgh.